You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Welcome to the Story Selling Podcast and welcome to February. It's Love Month, a time when desires and dreams seem to take center stage in our lives. So it's only fitting that we explore the topic of desire. Telling a story about your brand is no longer just about the features or benefits of a product. It's about connecting on a deeper emotional level, tapping into the dreams and desires of our customers, making them feel a product is not just wanted, but needed. In today's episode, we'll ask some key questions. Why is emotionally driven marketing so effective? How have brands across various industries mastered this approach to not only capture our attention, but also our hearts? And most importantly, in an age where data and analytics play a significant role in shaping marketing strategies, do emotions still lead the way in decision-making? Join me as we explore the power of emotionally driven stories in shaping not just consumer behavior, but the very fabric of our desires. The move towards emotionally driven storytelling in marketing represents a fundamental change in approach. Instead of merely listing the attributes of a product, we're seeing that more brands now create narratives that resonate on a personal, emotional level with their audience. But why emotions? The effectiveness of tapping into emotions can be understood through the lens of psychology and social behavior studies. Emotions are not just passive experiences. They are powerful drivers of decision-making. They motivate and push us, guiding our choices and actions. Without emotional engagement, we tend to remain passive, lacking the drive to make decisions or take action. Portuguese-American neuroscientist Antonio Damasio concludes that decision-making is nearly impossible in the absence of emotional markers. Emotions provide rapid, condensed evaluations of experiences, guiding our decisions in a direction aligned with our survival and well-being. While emotions may not always be accurate or specific, their speed and effectiveness play a crucial role in how we respond to different situations, and desire is one of the most powerful emotional triggers. Desire is a complex emotion, deeply rooted in the brain's reward system. When we encounter something that fulfills or promises to fulfill our desires, dopamine levels increase, making the experience or anticipation pleasurable and memorable. This neurochemical response encourages repeat behaviors, seeking out the same positive reinforcement. Dopamine acts much like a gas pedal, propelling us towards choices that promise rewards. For example, a study highlighted by Neuroscience News demonstrated how dopamine levels rise in anticipation of making a choice. Working in tandem with serotonin, another crucial neurotransmitter, to modulate our certainty and uncertainty during decision-making processes. This dance between dopamine and serotonin is pivotal, with dopamine pushing for action while serotonin can act as a brake, ensuring a balanced approach to decision-making. By tapping into these neurochemical pathways, you can craft stories that resonate deeply with your customers, turning their wants into perceived needs. But has it actually been done? How have brands tapped into this emotional trigger? Rolex has done this through aspirational marketing. By positioning themselves as a symbol of success, achievement, and distinction, they make themselves remembered and desired. The man who owns the building, he owns a Rolex. Got that promotion? We can tell by the Rolex. And by highlighting their priority on quality, Rolex has woven a narrative of exclusivity, reliability, and aspiration. This strategic positioning transforms Rolex from being just a watch to a symbol that you've made it. Their marketing subtly conveys that owning a Rolex transcends the mere act of purchasing a watch. It's an investment in one's legacy and achievements. Dyson is another example of a brand that taps into people's desires by making everyday sophistication accessible. They've revolutionized the home appliance market by infusing everyday items with cutting-edge technology and sleek design. Unlike traditional marketing that focuses on functionality, Dyson's campaigns highlight innovation and the aesthetic appeal of their products. By doing so, Dyson sells not just convenience, but a lifestyle of sophistication and modernity, making their high-tech gadgets a must-have in contemporary homes. Now, while they aren't fine dining, Subway offers a unique case in the fast food industry by emphasizing freshness, customization, and a healthier alternative to traditional fast food. Their marketing strategy revolves around the idea of eating fresh, tapping into the growing consumer desire for healthier eating options. Subway's Eat Fresh campaign creates an emotional connection by suggesting that choosing Subway is not just a meal choice, but a step towards a healthier, more conscious lifestyle, a choice towards a better self. This message resonates with a broad audience, particularly those looking to balance convenience with health. So, okay, emotions are powerful drivers, but aren't data and logic important too? After all, aren't we rational beings? And isn't trust built on hard facts? In the ongoing debate between data versus emotion in decision-making, the common belief that decisions are made purely based on rational analysis is challenged by the significant influence emotions have on our choices. Antonio Damasio argues in his book that emotions from previous experiences help assign values to the options we're considering, leading to preferences and ultimately our decisions. This is supported by findings that people with damaged connections between thinking and emotional brain areas can process information but struggle to make decisions due to a lack of emotional input. In short, Damasio argues that the more you feel, the better you can decide. There have also been fMRI studies that show that you can predict the sales success of an ad based on its likability instead of the ad's informational content. But while this is true, logic and data play a part too. Logic comes into play when customers are evaluating the practical aspects of their decision. For example, when considering a major purchase like a car or a home, consumers may initially be drawn to options based on emotional appeal, such as the design of the car or the ambiance of the home. However, the final decision often involves a careful analysis of data and logical reasoning, such as fuel efficiency, resale value, neighborhood safety, and schools. And as the purchase becomes more expensive, the more discretionary it becomes, meaning more thought than feelings are put into it. Marketing strategies that blend both emotional appeal and logical reasoning are often the most successful. As Peter Noel Murray, PhD, principal of a consumer psychology practice, notes, customers do not respond to products and marketing programs in a Pavlovian manner. Instead, an understanding of consumer behavior must integrate the profound influence emotions have on decision-making, supported by logical validation. This is good news, especially if your product or service isn't necessarily sexy or desirable, like plumbing or tax services. If you have one of these businesses that most people don't consider sexy, of course you don't want to be stuck in purely informational marketing. But can you really make a business like this desirable? How do you infuse emotional marketing into services that, well, don't usually spark joy or excitement? Imagine for a moment you're facing a clogged drain or the daunting task of filing taxes. Not exactly the highlight of your day, right? Yet even these industries have found remarkable ways to connect emotionally with their customers. How? By understanding that at the heart of every service, there's a story, a relief, a problem solved, and that sense of comfort always invites a degree of desire. Take plumbing. It ain't glamorous, but it's essential. It's not the first thing you associate with emotional storytelling, yet companies like Roto-Rooter have managed to create a strong emotional connection by focusing on the relief and peace of mind they provide to homeowners in distress. Roto-Rooter isn't just about unclogging drains. They position themselves as protectors of your home, ensuring safety and comfort. Their messaging isn't about the technicalities of plumbing, but about the quick return to normal life, the avoidance of disaster, and the assurance that someone has your back. And what about the world of tax services? A domain ruled by deadlines and digits, yet ripe for emotional engagement. Take H&R Block, a company that transcends the traditional view of tax services by emphasizing empowerment, guidance, and the joy of maximizing your returns. H&R Block's campaigns often highlight stories of individuals and families who, with the right guidance, turn tax season from a period of anxiety to one of opportunity. They're not just filing your taxes, they're unlocking your potential financial benefits, making a direct play for the emotions of relief, satisfaction, and control. Turning around a bland image or even negative reputation in an industry that you believe is undesirable boils down to a few key strategies. First, identifying the emotional core of your service. Is it the reassurance of a job well done, the security of professional expertise, or perhaps the joy of financial gain? Storytelling is your next step. For Roto-Rooter, it's about being the hero in a homeowner's hour of need. For H&R Block, it's about navigating the tax labyrinth with ease and emerging victorious. These stories transform functional services into emotional lifelines. Community engagement also plays a crucial role. Showing your brand's involvement in local causes, educational initiatives, or charity events can add layers of warmth, reliability, and trust to your brand's image. No industry is too mundane for emotional marketing. It's all about finding the right story that connects on a human level. Of course, in tapping into people's emotions, you want to be careful what buttons you push. Emotional triggers are powerful, and sometimes too powerful, as some brands have learned. One of the most infamous cases of emotional marketing backfire involves Pepsi and their 2017 ad featuring Kendall Jenner. The ad aimed to resonate with the youth's desire for activism and peace, showing Jenner leaving a photo shoot to join a vague protest. The climax shows Jenner handing a Pepsi to a police officer, seemingly bridging the gap between protesters and law enforcement, mirroring images from real protests advocating for social justice. The backlash was swift and brutal. Critics accused Pepsi of trivializing the struggles of those fighting for equality and justice, reducing deeply complex issues to a simplistic narrative that could be resolved with a soda. The outcry was so intense that Pepsi pulled the ad within 24 hours of its release, issuing an apology to the public and directly to Jenner for putting her in that position. So, where did Pepsi go wrong? They aimed to tap into a powerful current of societal change and youthful activism, yet their execution lacked depth and understanding of the very issues they sought to engage with. Instead of inspiring, it came off as tone-deaf, highlighting the importance of not just recognizing, but deeply understanding the emotions and experiences you're attempting to connect with. This example serves as a stark reminder that emotional marketing is not about exploiting feelings for commercial gain, but about genuinely connecting with your audience. It requires a delicate balance of empathy, respect, and authenticity. Brands must tread carefully, ensuring they're contributing positively to the conversation rather than appropriating it for profit. As we wrap up today's exploration into the world of desire in brand storytelling, it's clear that emotional marketing is more than just a strategy. It's an art form that taps into the very core of our human experience. Brands that master this art do more than sell products. They connect with us on a deeply personal level, weaving their stories into the fabric of our daily lives. I encourage you to reflect on how emotionally driven marketing influences your own purchasing decisions. Think about the last time a commercial made you smile, a product story tugged at your heartstrings, or a brand's mission resonated with your personal values. How did those emotions steer your choices? And for those of you in marketing, consider how you can implement emotionally driven strategies responsibly so you can ensure that your storytelling is authentic and resonates truthfully with your audience. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your experiences and reflections on social media, and let's start a conversation about the power of emotional marketing. Find me on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Story Selling with 16. And if you're listening on Spotify, don't hesitate to use the Q&A box. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining me today. Your engagement and curiosity make every episode a new adventure. Be sure to tune in next week for another exciting story that delves into the power of storytelling and the human connection. Until then, keep creating.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.